You are listening to the audio production of Abandoned at Birth, Searching for the Arms That Once Held Me by Janet Sherland, published by Worth Books, an imprint of Forefront Books. This book is read by the author. To Rick, Will, Ben, and Caroline, for your love, compassion, and encouragement.
Prologue, Filed Away, 2021. I drove to the adoption agency on an unusually warm November day, 65 degrees, with bright sun and pure blue skies. Most trees still held their leaves, the consequence of a warm, wet autumn, and the roadside glowed green and gold, with only the occasional streak of orange. The radio blasted Springsteen, and I drummed the steering wheel, my mind wandering with the ease of familiar roads. The route took me through the town where my husband Rick and I had lived for 30 years, and along roads I remembered from my childhood. Given my destination, the drive through my past was poetic. Snugged into my seat, sunlight curling around my shoulders, I was grateful for the opportunity that lay ahead, to read excerpts of my adoption file from 1954. 11 years earlier, I took the same drive to the agency while searching for my birth parents. Such information hadn't been offered to me then, but now, many years into a difficult journey, the compassionate social worker thought it might be helpful. While I had since discovered many facts about my adoption, I was looking for nuanced details. Did my mother ever hold me? Have I ever seen her face? Where was I between my birth and adoption? I hoped reading specifics would bring an aha moment of understanding and prayed for much-needed closure. Fortified by all I had learned over the past decade, I walked into the agency with a big smile, confident the pages I read today would be the Holy Grail, the final piece of the puzzle. Gloria, the social worker, greeted me. We chatted as she guided me into a small, friendly conference room with stuffed animals nodding down from a bookshelf and easy chairs arranged for conversation. She sat across from me, holding some papers on her lap. I saw the letter this agency sent you in 1977 when you wrote to request information. I nodded, recalling the letter I had written 44 years earlier, just after college graduation. It asked about my ethnicity, what my birth parents looked like, why I was given up for adoption, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?